Exploring soundtracks, shortwave transmissions, incidental music, and more. This is At The Tone with DJ Frederick on The Global Voice.
You are listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
The planet.
Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Glad to be with you here at the Global Voice every Saturday at 1900 UTC. From Italy, that was Claudio Cataldi from his EP An Age of Lies. That was a power plant alarm. Before that, we heard Three Dog Night with Out in the Country. And we started off from Spain with Alfonso Santisteban with To De Re.
Exploring science in the sea. Seagrass beds provide a home for many species of fish. The fish can hide from predators in the blades of grass and find food in the sand and mud on the bottom. But when the beds get thinner and patchier, the fish thin out too. There are fewer fish and fewer species of fish, so it's important to keep seagrass beds intact. Splitting them up is bad for the entire ecosystem. A team of researchers studied this effect, called habitat fragmentation, in seagrass beds in Back Sound, off the coast of North Carolina. The scientists looked at a large area of the seafloor. Some parts of it were almost completely covered with seagrass. In other parts, though, the beds were patchy. Seagrass covered only a small fraction of the bottom. The researchers found that some patchiness was okay as long as the seagrass covered enough of the total surface area. When the patches were small and isolated, though, things weren't as bright. The number of species of fish found in the patches went down, and so did the density of fish. The beds weren't as thickly settled. In part, that may be because some species of fish that inhabit seagrass beds aren't especially good swimmers. Trying to travel from one patch of grass to another makes them easy prey for larger, faster fish, thinning out the population. Loss of seagrass beds is a growing problem. Many human activities are damaging these vital habitats, so it's important to keep the beds intact, providing a solid foundation for coastal ecosystems. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Dear Diary, I have exciting news for you today. I decided to go out for shopping. While I was away, someone left me voicemail.
Have you had a chance to check out the globalvoice.info lately? Well, if not, then here's what you'll find. Our program schedule. You can adjust this to fit your own time zone. If you speak a language other than English, Our website has over 40 different languages to choose from, so you can read the site in your own language. Listener email lists. You can subscribe to 2 listener lists to keep up with Global Voice programming and chatting with other listeners, plus much, much more. So why not check us out today? TheGlobalVoice.info.
How nice. I love you too.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone on The Global Voice at The Global Voice Info. We're going to hear some music now by a band known as Brundlefly and the Swede. Brundlefly and the Swede are Jason Sochi and Matthew Coney. This is side C of their album Cabin Music.
Welcome, guys. This is Klangbeeld from Freesound. I'm coming from Holland. You're listening to the Global Voice. U luistert naar de Global Voice.
Celebrating 3 decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
Miles off the New England coast, Block Island is a way station for birds during their twice-yearly migrations between North and South America. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Elise Lapham is a volunteer birdbander who lives on Block Island. For the past 20 years, she's helped the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service track bird populations by sending detailed information on more than 60,000 birds that she's banded.
To band birds, you have to first catch them. So some people trap them, but I use what they call mist nets. These are very fine nylon nets, and they're about 8 feet tall, and they fold in sort of pockets. The birds really don't see them, and they fly into them and fall into the pockets, and they're not hurt in any way. And we go down and untangle them, put them in a little net bag, and bring them back to band them. After I put the band on, I write down the band number, then I write down the name of the bird, and I have a little ruler that I measure its wing. This wing is 6.1 millimeter. Then I'm going to weigh it, and people laugh because I wrap it up lightly in a bread bag and put it on the scale. And this bird weighs 9.2 grams. You could put 3 of these birds in an envelope and send them for a 25-cent stamp. Then I let him go.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
I promised you if you'd love me, that I'd never ever go. Want you to know now that I meant that. Just didn't know they'd need me so. My body's here in the city, but my soul is back at home. My pleading eyes won't leave my head alone. So this is running dearer to me, to the home I left behind. This is running dearer to me, before I run out of my mind. I told you about the reservation and the way that I was raised, how my family never had much. Well, now I've got some debts to pay. You were born here in the city. You've seen the hunger and the pain. My people've lived like that for centuries. That's what I have got to try and change. So this is running.
Yeah.
Lobo with Running Deer from a 7-inch single released on Big Tree Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I'd like to read an amateur journal now that's really appropriate for At the Tone. Written by Jack Swenson from Bismarck, North Dakota, and the journal is called Ephemera. The title is The Fourth Chime. When radio was more ubiquitous than now, and there were fewer stations from which to choose, one of those with a virtual lock on its audience was WDAY in Fargo, North Dakota. Its original license was signed by Herbert Hoover, then the nation's Secretary of Commerce. 200 miles west, another station, KFYR, was almost of the same vintage. Both were owned by men whose primary business was selling phonograph records, Earl Ranke in Fargo and P.J. Meyer in Bismarck. Meyer, in particular, found that playing a song on the air resulted in increased sales of the record of the song in his store. As broadcasting grew, both men settled on the new Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company when it became available. The Blue Network became the American Broadcast Company, ABC, after the Justice Department ordered the breakup in 1939. By 1942, the split had become effective, though both stations were on the supplemental list of stations that advertisers could choose to use if desired. NBC began using the chime as a station break alert with the notes G, E, and C in 1926. In 1933, it added a fourth chime to alert certain key personnel, and in wartime, especially after Pearl Harbor, this fourth chime became the exclusive property of NBC News. It had earlier been used in the Hindenburg air disaster, but was now being used to alert local stations that a major news event was being broadcast. And that's an excerpt from the amateur journal Ephemera by Jack Swenson of Bismarck, North Dakota. Thank you.
Here at the Global Voice, it's easy to contact us during our live programming. You can send us an email at yourvoice@theglobalvoice.info. That's YOURVOICE at theglobalvoice, all one word, .info. If the DJ is using Skype, you can contact them at the.global.voice and via Twitter at theglobalvoice, all one word. So what are you waiting for? Talk to us.
If you can't talk to me, who can you talk to?
On the Global Voice, radio for all.
Celebrating three decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
Among the Bosavi people of Papua New Guinea, a remarkable relationship has developed between their life in the rainforest environment and their understanding of sound. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
I think in the West there's a myth that rainforests are quiet, peaceful environments. That's not true at all. They're very loud. They're very intense.
Steve Feld is director of the Center for Folklore and Ethnomusicology at the University of Texas in Austin.
As a musician and someone who's worked with sound for a long time, I consider myself sensitive to sound, but I was not prepared for anything like this. And when I started recording birds in the forest, people would always laugh hysterically when they would see me point the parabolic microphone high up in order to record a bird that they knew was deep in the forest. And they would just grab my hand and move it to a point, and then all of a sudden, through the headphones, I would hear precisely that bird. So they understand depth by sound in a way that took me months to really begin to approach. But more importantly, what I found in Bosavi was a coevolution of ecology and aesthetics. Ecological awareness is not just there for purposes of adaptation, it's also there for purposes of pleasure and play. People are singing with birds, finding a nice waterfall to sing with. The sounds of the environment are not only the sources of musical inspiration, but they're the music itself.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And this is At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. It's an hour of music for folks who love rummaging through dusty crates of old records and VHS tapes, showcasing music for test cards, library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. Here on The Global Voice.
Like the western wind blowing all the days the same. She storms through the heart of me. So blow wind across the desert sand. Blow wind across the desert sand. As I stand by my window this night, with my eyes turned to the sky, I can hear the sound of my love. so blowing, blowing right by, blowing, blowing right by. So I pray above, Lord, please take my soul away. Then my soul will fly with the wind. Our love is here, it's here to stay. Thank you.
Belgian-born Australian Sven Liebeck there from the Nickel Queen soundtrack, a tune called Go Anywhere. Before that, The Intentions with Blowing with the Wind, not Blowing in the Wind. Great tune. All right, this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to At the Tone. I'll be back next week here on the Global Voice, 1900 UTC on Saturday. Please tune in. Until then, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, keep your radio free.